Chicago residents are still grieving for the 21 people who died in a nightclub stampede earlier this week. The finger-pointing continues, meanwhile, as to who's responsible for the conditions that led to the deaths. It's a complicated web laid over an even more complicated map of Chicago politics. And the tragedy happens just as Mayor Richard Daley's reelection campaign is winding down. John Cass is a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He says the operator of the E2 nightclub, Dwayne Kiles, is not without friends in the aftermath of this tragic event.
Mr. Kiles is the son of a minister who was part of the civil rights era with Reverend Jesse Jackson, and there's a connection between the club owner, Kiles, and the Jackson family. Both the Jacksons, the father, Reverend Jackson, and his son, Congressman Jackson, are advocating on behalf of Mr. Kiles, defending him, offering statements of support, talking about compassion for the club owners as well as compassion for the victims.
You know, from the outside, John, that's a bit surprising because you would think that the city leaders, at least in the black community, would be rallying around the victims and their families, not necessarily the club owner.
Basically, the Jacksons and Richard Daley, the mayor, have a political partnership. And it's all about control of the entire politic of the city. And so they're not railing against the club owner. They advocated on behalf of that person in terms of police and other police protection issues at the club months and months ago, but also let it be known that Kiles was their guy. And since Jackson's are Daley's guys, there's not the usual knee-jerk sound and fury that one expects from Jesse Jackson on other issues when it doesn't involve him. The Jacksons are angrier. We're angrier about a movie, The Barbershop, that he didn't even see, than about the 21 dead children. And then you have the black clergy, which by and large have been co-opted by Mayor Daley with a lot of programs. For example, they get vacant lots near their churches for $1. They're cut in on multi-million dollar development loan deals backed by federal and city money. At little or no interest. Right now, what you're seeing is control. Now, in Chicago, unlike other free countries, if City Hall wants to shut a business down, it's shut down in a minute.
How has Mayor Daley responded to this? Is there anger at City Hall?
Mayor Daley is at the end of a mayoral campaign with no real opposition. His mother died recently, and he hasn't been public, although he did come out and read a statement, a video press release, if you will, in front of his office and wouldn't take any questions about how angry and upset he was and offered compassion. The city, though, the response from his bureaucrats after he left, they were saying, well, there was a court order to stop this nightclub here, but at the same time, they said laughably that they were powerless to stop it.
As these prayer vigils continue this week, as people begin burying their young ones, do you think that the situation will change?
I don't see it because I think that there's no alternate black voices in Chicago. It's like the entire black leadership of the city has been co-opted by Mayor Daley. He's a very smart politician. The professional class has been bought with contracts. The clergy with development deals and dollar a lot programs, workers with city jobs, and the Jacksons move in on certain wards in the city to flex their muscle. So there's no alternate voice, and that's it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Cass is a columnist with the Chicago Tribune.